Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there seems to be a great hunger for something different, something new, something fresh when it comes to political leadership. And so what do people turn to when that is the case, when they feel that hunger, when they feel that yearning? Often turn to celebrities, people without political experience, people who look like they offer a break from that same old, same old. Sometimes this benefits Republicans. Remember a guy named Trump? He was president for 4 years. And he was basically elected on the strength of his celebrity status. There were great followers for Apprentice. I got to give credit here to my buddy, Mark, who was one of the very few people I knew who at the very beginning of the Trump campaign said, this guy's going to win. I said, why do you think so? He said, because I watched The Apprentice. You don't. You don't understand. He has a hold on people. And there's another Republican named Schwarzenegger. Same thing, massively popular in doing what he does. I'm not sure you call it acting, but it's certainly effective celebrityhood and characterization. He was elected the last Republican governor of California, but he may not be the last ever because there's Bruce Jenner running right now. And he's also running as a Republican. Did I say Bruce Jenner? I'm sorry. I honestly did not do that deliberately. Caitlyn Jenner. She's running right now. I will get it right. I'm trying on this one. And as a matter of fact, Caitlyn Jenner has a recent comment that I think is pretty encouraging. And Caitlyn Jenner, candidate for governor, if the, as expected, the recall of Gavin Newsom is going to go to the voters, and there is a chance, even though Newsom right now is running ahead, most people leaning against voting for his recall, he could easily be recalled, and then Caitlyn Jenner could be in a Caitlyn Jenner could be in a good situation to be the replacement governor, because the way it works, again, is people have two different votes. First, you vote yes or no, I want to get rid of Governor Newsom. And if a majority of people say, I want to get rid of Governor Newsom, then in a very split vote with a whole bunch of candidates, the one candidate with the most votes becomes the next governor. Now, because Newsom controls the state Democratic Party, there aren't prominent Democrats who have jumped in yet, though there is talk that someone like Tom Steyer could jump in and use all of his billions to try to promote his own celebrity candidacy. This is what Caitlyn Jenner sounded like when he was asked by TMZ what he thought about the idea of biological boys who say they are transgender competing in girls' sports. Now, for a former Olympian gold medal winner, when Caitlyn was still Bruce, this is a very sensitive, very direct question. Here is the way that Caitlyn Jenner handled the inquiry. It's clip six.
There's legislation in various states to ban biological boys who are trans from playing girls' sports in school. What's your opinion on that?
This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school. It just isn't fair, and we have to protect girls' sports in our schools.
Okay, I think that's the right answer, and it certainly is the right answer for anyone who's running as a Republican. I do think that this indicates that her campaign may be more serious than many people assume. In any event, it's refreshing to hear it from someone who is herself transgender, obviously. Speaking of encouraging signs, there was a development in Austin over the weekend that I don't think got much attention precisely because it goes against everything politically correct. It involves a bunch of people who were fed up with public places being used with discarded needles and feces and trash and homeless encampments everywhere. So they decided to do something about it. They put on the ballot Proposition B, and I can read it to you. Proposition B on the ballot, and they had the election this weekend, said, shall an ordinance be adopted that would create a criminal offense and a penalty for sitting or lying down on a public sidewalk or sleeping outdoors in and near the downtown area and the area around the University of Texas campus, create a criminal offense and penalty for solicitation defined as requesting money or another thing of value at specific hours and locations, or for solicitation in a public area that is deemed aggressive in manner, create a criminal offense and penalty for camping in any public area not designated by the Parks and Recreation Department. Now, what this was attempting to do is to overturn a decision by the city council, which had been to remove restrictions on homeless people just doing their stuff wherever they wanted. Well, there's actually strong arguments, obviously, against that idea. And on the 1st of May, on Saturday, they came out and voted. And the voters in Austin, it's a million people, voted, who live in Austin, approved Proposition B, which reinstates the city's camping ban. And some people who KVUE spoke to said they weren't sure what they were going to do, but they felt that the camping ban was a mistake. Others said they know they'll be okay, but they all agreed that everybody should work to find solutions. This is interviews with the homeless population themselves. Listen.
And now here's a list of things that won't be allowed starting May 11th. Unless the Parks and Rec Department designates a certain spot for camping, you can't pitch a tent there. You can't sit or lie on a public sidewalk. You can't sleep outdoors in and near downtown or around the UT campus. And you also can't panhandle at specific hours and locations. I spoke with a few folks who live in tents about these changes. This is what they have to say.
I guess the plan would be, I guess we got to go across the bridge somewhere, right? I mean, you know, that I don't know. Because for me, I don't have any family out here. You know, for a lot of people, it's going to be a nightmare. I can tell you that right now. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
They have no solution to it. I have to play it by ear. Because they're not giving me any kind of solution. I've tried proactively, give me a solution, tell me what to do, how to do it, and I'll do it. So I'm going to have to tear down my tent, somehow carry what minimal I can carry is one person, run about 3 miles that way up in the hills. It's not going
to
work.
I agree with the ban because really no one should be living like this, but I have to move around because the living conditions are unsafe, very unsafe. There's a lot of crime that happens amongst these street people. I'm going to figure it out. Everything will work out. God's in control.
It's shocking in the fact that I don't know what I'm going to do now. But like I said, I mean, I believe I'll be okay.
Okay. It's sad. And I'll tell you what is particularly sad is an activist and an attorney in L.A., who says that the real solution for the homeless crisis is to take away people's right to control housing in their own neighborhood. Really? It's so radical and it's so wrong. Does it need a celebrity to save us from that kind of nonsense? We will get to that and more right here on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That's really inappropriate.
To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, check out some of the opportunities for investment, and very exciting, very meaningful investment with our crowd. You can find information at our website. There is no cost at all. You go to directly to MichaelMedved.com, and right now there are medical device companies that, for instance, there's a new investment opportunity called Cordio Medical, which manages congestion, fluid levels, and is critical for patients with congestive heart failure. And this company developed the world's first easy-to-use non-invasive monitoring solution for congestion. And how do they do it? They use a smartphone. You can find out about it. And, again, it's one of many, many opportunities with high-tech startups through our crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. They are making an attempt, it seems to me, in Austin, Texas, to get serious about the homeless problem. And this was supposed to be super, super close. It wasn't close. The results for Proposition B, which banned sleeping on sidewalks, sleeping in parks, aggressive panhandling, basically restrictions on people experiencing homelessness, it passed 57-43. Now, that's a 14% spread. It's a landslide. And a heavy majority, almost 60% of people in Austin, which is the most liberal city, big city in Texas, that group of people approved the change. The mayor of Austin addressed those concerns. He said the next step is to get people out of tents and into better, safer places with the critical services needed to keep them out of tents. Now, the problem isn't keeping them out of tents. It's where they put the tents, right? You want a tent in your own backyard? Tent in your own backyard. If you have a friend or a benefactor or somebody like that who wants to invite you to come tent in the backyard, I don't think that's prohibited, nor will it be by Proposition B. But the idea that the homeless crisis now requires that every individual who is experiencing homelessness is going to get a free home from the government, that idea is frankly insane, because it's not like there's a finite set of homeless people. If you're struggling to pay rent and you find out that, okay, you spent a little while as homeless, but then you will get a home that you own, which seems to be the idea of Adam Murray. Adam Murray is a chief executive officer of Inner City Law Center, which serves homeless clients from its offices on Skid Row. Just sounds like a wonderful law practice. I'm sure there are all kinds of wonderful benefactors, not the Gates Foundation, who support this Inner City Law Center. Adam Murray comments, the lens is justice-inspired. And he says, because the larger society, the lens through which we need to view the homeless crisis, because the larger social forces creating homelessness are responsible for that crisis. Rather than focusing on individual behavior, we need to zero in on the gap between the rental costs and incomes. Since 2000, median rents in L.A. County, he's based in L.A., obviously, Skid Row, have increased by 54%, while median renters' incomes have only increased by 16%, according to the California Housing Partnership. Can we stipulate that the whole idea of the literally billions and billions that the government spends, and its county government, its city government, its state government, and its federal government on subsidized housing is meant to address precisely those problems? The idea that the only problem with the soaring rates of homelessness is that more and more people are being finding themselves unable to afford the rent is ridiculous. He cites figures saying that there are 66,000 homeless people sleeping on the streets, 66,000 every night in L.A. And that's in L.A. County. Now, L.A. County has a population of 10 million, but you're talking about a population more than a half a percent of everybody. It's huge. So what's the solution that he has in mind? The solution is to concentrate on providing a home, not just a shelter. And he's critical of people like a judge in Los Angeles who issued a court order about providing shelter for people. He says, no, people who are homelessness, you're then living in a homeless shelter, you're still homeless. What you need is a home. So he's talking about going whole hog and providing housing. And this is nuts. He says, I want to be clear. I am not defending the status quo. Nobody could. The current horror on our streets is disgraceful. Agreed. But we need to articulate a vision that would end homelessness. Our collective failure to build significantly more affordable housing in every neighborhood is at the root of our homeless crisis. We need to be bold. New affordable housing will have to be built. If we dedicate public land, if we cut through red tape, we loosen land use restrictions, and we limit people's ability to delay or shut down affordable housing development. Isn't that unbelievable? Rather than cutting through barriers to building affordable housing on a scale that would actually end the homeless crisis, this, what people are talking about, is getting people shelter beds with ending their homelessness. Shelter does not end homelessness, only a home does that. Okay, but when he says we have to, and he says it directly, he says we, to build more affordable housing, we need to limit people's ability to delay or shut down affordable housing developments. If you're talking about limiting people's ability to control their own neighborhood, for God's sake, I mean, really, is that the way we need to go? If you, by the way, think that we need more celebrities in politics, who are some examples of people you would like to see run for office? We're talking before about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was featured in a pretty affectionate piece in the New York Times, especially considering the fact that he still says he's a Republican. Remember Al Franken, a former comedian, former talk show host, celebrity candidate who was elected to the Senate in Minnesota? How'd that go? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
America loves him.
He's the most brilliant radio talk host in America.
Hollywood hates him.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains.
Michael Medved.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president also saying he aims to see 70% of adult Americans with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July holiday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is kicking off efforts to defeat the recall campaign against him. Speaking at a press conference with the Firefighters Union, Newsom saying California cannot afford to waste hundreds of millions of dollars in what he called a partisan power grab to unseat him from office. Republican challengers Caitlyn Jenner and John Cox have launched ad campaigns today designed to generate support for their efforts to win an election that's expected this fall. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 19 points to close at 34,133. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that there are a couple of items that have not been getting quite the attention they deserve because they're good news. And generally, media of all kinds, and conservative media falls into this too, tends to trumpet news that gets people concerned, that tries to get people to barricades and holding pitchforks and torches and excited. But occasionally, when there's actually good news, people are much less willing to feature it. And there's this from the business section in the Seattle Times, and I think it's undoubtedly good news. Amazon, yes, that dreaded name, has refused to stop selling a book that doctors and transgender advocates have said is advancing a narrative of transgender identity as a disease, after employees asked the company to yank the title from its digital shelves. Now, the piece here in the Seattle Times by Catherine Ann Long is very biased. They obviously disagree with Amazon, which did the right thing. Why? Because this particular book, which is called Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, by journalist Abigail Schreier, who's been a guest on our show talking about this book, which is a very thought-provoking, thoughtful, reasonable, and moderate book. Dozens of Amazon employees backed an internal complaint lodged in April, arguing that the book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, violates Amazon's policy against selling books that, quote, frame LGBTQ plus identity issues as a mental illness. That according to images of the complaint and responses viewed by the Seattle Times. Leaders of Amazon's affinity group for LGBTQ plus employees, that group is called Glamazon, also asked the company to drop the book, according to Slack messages viewed by the Seattle Times. Quote, as a proud Amazonian and a queer person, I invite Amazon to do the right thing and remove the book from our offerings globally, wrote the employee in the initial complaint. On April 23rd, Sarah Castle, Amazon's director of book content, risk, and quality, posted on an internal message board that Amazon would not stop selling irreversible damage. Amazon has an internal process for evaluating the appropriateness of books, and we have shared your feedback, Castle wrote. In this case, the process included gathering feedback from Glamazon board members and the book's diversity, equity, and inclusion team after examining the content of the book in detail and calibrating with senior leadership. We have confirmed that it does not violate our content policy. Well, hallelujah. That's appropriate. And by the way, people should have paid some attention to Jonathan Karp, who's the editor-in-chief of Simon & Schuster, who fired back at people who screamed and hollered, including employees who signed petitions, because they're publishing two books by Mike Pence. This idea of cancel culture and the ongoing culture war, it's not all outrage. It's not all defeat. There are examples of common sense prevailing. Now, why? Because in their subheading under LGBTQ titles, this book is named the number one bestseller right now. So good for Amazon in showing that the market can work. And that the idea of actually allowing people to purchase a book title they want. Amazon sells Mein Kampf, for goodness sake. You can get Mein Kampf on Amazon, which is one of the most bloody, awful, bigoted, hideous books ever written. But it's historically important. And the idea that Abigail Schreier's book, which is written in a judicious manner, it is not a screed. It is a very balanced look at the idea that maybe it's not the greatest thing for kids below the age of puberty, for kids who are just beginning to develop normal sexuality, to be allowed to start taking hormone blockers or, even worse, having body-altering surgery. Good for Amazon on this. Now, okay, another big corporation, Disney. There's a complete craziness that has erupted, and that craziness was, to some extent, expressed, I think unwittingly, because he probably didn't know exactly what was going on, by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He's always folksy and he's always good on TV. But he was talking about a complaint in a review, and it was basically two paragraphs, complaining about a new Disney ride, the revised Snow White ride that has just opened up. They spent years on it and millions of dollars. And then there was this complaint in the review that there was an unwanted kiss at the end. Here is Senator Kennedy giving his perspective on that particular issue. He reaches a dire conclusion. Clip 10.
You know, sometimes I think we are so screwed. I don't know where these jackaloons come up with this stuff. I don't mean to be mean. I'll try to be nicer if they'll try to be saner. And I shouldn't discourage it, I guess, because so many of my Democratic friends believe in it. But it's just such utter nonsense. I doubt very seriously there are more than a handful of moms and dads in America when they lie down to sleep and at night and can't, that are worried about a cartoon. I feel sorry. The people pushing this, I feel sorry for their dog, for God's sakes. It's so over the top.
Right, the only cartoon.
But this is America. Yeah. You can I guess believe you can. What, if you want to make a fool of yourself, you can. You're free.
Okay, speaking of making a fool of yourself, I honestly don't think he knows what the issue is here. There was a review that appeared in SFGate. I disagree with the review, but this is not calling for anybody to cancel this new Disneyland ride. In fact, listen to this. This is what the review actually said. Headline, Disneyland's new Snow White ride adds magic, but also a new problem. Let's get this out of the way first. The reviewers write, Snow White's Enchanted Wish, the revamped ride that replaced Snow White's scary adventures in Disneyland, is really good. The attraction preserves much of the charm of what originally opened in 1955 at the park's debut, but gives it a more cohesive storyline that's true to the 1938 movie. It also adds in the movie's biggest problem, but we'll get to that in a minute. Disneyland reopened Friday after more than 400 days, and wait times for Snow White's Enchanted Wish were consistently the highest in the park all day because people were so excited to see something new at the park's opening. Okay, so what is the problem that they cite in all of this? At the very, very end of their review, they say the new ride includes a more comprehensive storyline, but that's also the problem. The new grand finale of Snow White's Enchanted Wish is the moment when the prince finds Snow White asleep under the evil queen's spell and gives her true love's kiss to release her from her enchantment. A kiss he gives to her without her consent. Well, she's sleeping, of course. While she's asleep, which cannot possibly be true love if only one person knows it's happening. Haven't we already agreed that consent in early Disney movies is a major issue? That teaching kids that kissing, when it hasn't been established, if both parties are willing to engage, is not okay? It's hard to understand why the Disneyland of 2021 would choose to add a scene with such old-fashioned ideas of what a man is allowed to do to a woman, especially given the company's current emphasis on removing problematic scenes from rides like Jungle Cruise and Splash Mountain. Why not reimagine an ending in keeping with the spirit of the movie and Snow White's place in the Disney canon, but that avoids the problem? That's it! They're not calling for a boycott. They're not calling for dismantling. So what is the deal? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kengor's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Things that I would think people could celebrate was the reopening of Disneyland after being closed for so long. And with the reopening, they showed a new ride, which is called Snow White's Enchanted Wish, which makes up for one of the classic rides in the park. And we used to love taking our kids to Disneyland, I will admit it. It's a wonderful thing, and actually kind of hope sometime to take our grandchildren to Disneyland. But that Snow White ride, and I don't know if anybody else remembers it. I remember it from when I was a kid because it's been there since 1955, that ride, and it's scary. It's really, I've never understood why people wouldn't waste time waiting in line for that. Now, apparently the new ride is much less frightening. It is much more complete. It has more dramatic special effects. Obviously, they can do that today. And it got a pretty wonderful review in SF Gate in San Francisco. And they ended the review by saying, well, basically, why not reimagine an ending in keeping with the spirit of the movie and Snow White's place in the Disney canon, but that avoids this problem. The problem they're talking about is the ride, like the original movie, as I recall it, from 1937, which was the first full-length animated film ever. It's considered by many people one of the 10 greatest movies ever made. Usually makes those lists. But the movie ends, as the fairy tale does, with a kiss that awakens her from sleep. And that's, that's pretty, Sleeping Beauty, I think, is the same idea. And, okay, do I understand what they're saying is that we're trying to teach our children that no kind of sexual activity or romantic activity of any kind without consent? Got it. Do I believe that one of the problems that, that we have with fraternity guys who are basically drugging and assaulting women is that they were influenced too much by Snow White or by a potential Snow White ride at Disneyland? No, of course not. But I do think that people on the conservative side of things are just getting a little bit overboard. And when you hear a United States Senator, Senator Kennedy, saying we're just screwed and this is an example of America's total decline, look, Disney is not changing their ride. They just poured millions of dollars into it. They have very long lines. People are eager to see it. Like Amazon, they're doing the right thing here. which is you get a review that throws in this questioning thing along with the raves about how wonderful the ride is and how much it's improved, and then people are freaking out about cancel culture when there is no chance that a very minor publication in San Francisco is going to be able to dismantle or cancel or eliminate some brand new multi-million dollar Disney ride in Anaheim, California. I mean, really. And unless we concentrate our attention on truly outrageous things. I mean, tomorrow we're going to be talking about these new murals that really do look like they're celebrating arson that have been put up on a store that was burned down by rioters and arsonists. Now, that's kind of weird. And that's not basically something that's questionable at all. But our outrage ought to be, it seems to me, a little bit more selective. Because if you're outraged all the time and constantly, it doesn't work. There is one example, and it's also from Southern California. A woman was stopped during a traffic stop. She was actually on her smartphone while she was driving. I don't know if she was texting or just talking. But the cop stops her. The cop is a Latino Los Angeles sheriff's deputy. The woman happens to be black. And this is the way he actually taped it. He had a camera he had provided for himself because he wanted to protect himself. And this is pretty amazing. He received this kind of abuse from the lady he had just stopped. This is clip 1A.
Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over
because you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you
can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I was on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
You
scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay.
Okay, do you notice how unbelievably professional and patient and sane the cop is being? Then she goes on to say this. It continues, listen.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well, here you go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me,
because
right?
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
I'll
tell you what, you keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling. You're the one who's...
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
I don't think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
Citation. All you need to do is get your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gas.
Sign the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go,
be
dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
When they find out who this teacher is, would you like someone like this teaching your kids? No, I'm serious about this. This is just unbelievable. And it, by the way, suggests why it is such a good idea for, yes, police officers, particularly highly professional police officers like this, to themselves make sure that the encounters are taped. There's an encounter between a farmer from Saskatchewan, Canada, who became legendary because he took on a corporate Goliath. The movie with Christopher Walken, in one of the best performances he's ever done, is called Percy versus Goliath.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Christopher Walken delivers a commanding star turn as a fierce, feisty Canadian farmer who takes on a gigantic American corporation that's accused him of stealing their patented seeds in Percy versus Goliath, based on a true story and now available on various streaming platforms.
You know I'm not a thief.
Feels like you're angling for a fight.
You try to fight them on your own, you will lose.
They're tearing our community apart.
Unfortunately for the viewer, the long-running lawsuit between third-generation farmer Percy Schmeiser and the Monsanto Corporation, eager to distribute its genetically modified seed, was so complicated that it was difficult for courts and judges to sort out, let alone moviegoers who will be mostly confused by the conflict. It's all handsome and well-intentioned. At the same time, it's predictable and pedestrian. Rated PG-13 for a bit of harsh language. 2 stars for the mediocre melodrama Percy versus Goliath. And it has a few other stars in it. Christina Ricci plays a sort of spunky activist who takes up Percy's cause. And Zach Braff plays his lawyer. But for goodness sake, for a courtroom drama to have no coherent courtroom scenes makes it a tough go for Percy and Goliath. Though great to see Christopher Walken continuing his unusual career with really a very fine performance. Speaking of fine performances, there's a member of Congress who says every single day we get more racist than before. Really? Who said that? We will get to that and much more next time on the MedVed Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.